Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
One of my favorite bands, Rend Collective, has a brand new song called Hallelujah Anyway. I was able to catch up with them in Florida at a Christian radio conference called Momentum. And this is the conversation that I had with those guys. This is Chris and Gareth of Rend Collective.
Oh, it's a real pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, excited.
Thank you. So, we do love your music. We play your music all the time. I love the joy that comes through your music. I'm a big fan of those, like, those instruments. I love, love, love a lot of the songs that you're playing. And now on this new album, this Whosoever album, I do see that, like, that God has been working in a way that, like, we're seeing it now in Christian music. People have been struggling, right? And people have been going through a lot. And now this music's coming out about, we need to say hallelujah anyway. We need to praise anyway. And I really, really love that. Could you give a little bit behind that song?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think for me, I'm a part of this culture movement that also includes the mental health crisis. I've had massive struggles with that myself since 2020. And this song kind of comes from that. I mean, particularly there's been life circumstances that have contributed to that. My son was diagnosed with a condition that is kind of hard for us as a family to work through. And really trying to find language to worship whenever you're going through something like that is really difficult. And I think I really fought through to find a way to be honest and hopeful at the same time, which is actually really difficult to do. And that's what Hallelujah Anyway really is about. It's about this idea of bringing your honest frustrations and challenges, but at the same time choosing not to dwell there, but to strike a match in the middle of it and to search for the light and say hallelujah anyway.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And what about you just performing this song? What do you think about this? What did it bring out in you?
Yeah, well, I think really whenever we play it every night, you just see people who have brought their own stories. Like, you know, this has come from our stories, and Chris's story in particular. But whenever you're playing at it, you know, in front of people, people really connecting, the hands going up. You can just see it's a moment where you're, you know, our job a lot of the time is to bring, like, healing balm to people's wounds, not wombs.
Sometimes
the wombs. But, you know, but people who are struggling, people who are scarred and who have issues, and you hope that a song is something that can encourage people, bring them back from that point. So, it's been really encouraging.
Mm-hmm. I really do enjoy the song, and I can't wait to hear more coming from that album. When you are, I'm just hoping you could also just speak an encouraging word, because it translates differently to all people. They hear the song and it means something different to them. Can you speak a word, each of you, if you wouldn't mind, to those listening who are going through that right now, the uncertainty of the future, the uncertainty yeah. of how to handle the situations that are hard? Like, can you speak just a word of encouragement to those people?
Well, I think for me, something that has helped is being brutally honest about how I feel and allowing that to be my prayer life is simply pouring out exactly what I feel, not an edited version. And I see that in scripture so much, but I feel like sometimes it doesn't translate to church and it doesn't translate to the life of faith that we see on Instagram, on TikTok, etc. And I think that is actually, that's the starting point of being able to find hope and to be able to find solid ground again, is just being real about where you are.
I think sometimes also, yeah, we as a church culture are not exactly great at giving people space to have doubts and to have struggles. So then it's a lonely place to be in. You end up hiding where you're actually at. I would encourage people to find friends who, you know, aren't the ones who will turn around and stab you in the back, but are the ones who are willing to listen to your struggles. You shouldn't have to hide your struggles from the people of God, because no one in the Bible was hiding their struggles. It was all out there. So trying to create this perfect community where everyone's perfect is not an actual, it's not a reality, it's not anything. When Jesus prayed for the church, he never asked for the church to be perfect, he asked for the church to be one. And so the oneness is not brought about from being, you know, secret and quiet. The oneness is brought about from sharing ourselves with each other, where all of us are coming from and trying to understand each other's perspectives. So that would be my encouragement, is don't go through it alone and don't feel like you're the outsider or you're contagious. You know, doubt isn't contagious. Doubt is something that's part of walking with God, and we should talk to each other about it.
Yes, there's absolutely power in testimony. I've seen it over my own life. I've seen it. My husband and I work with teenagers, so we do a lot. We do outreach. We do work with kids who don't go to church, you know, don't know Christ yet. And you have to walk through mess with that. That doesn't mean that you go and tell them, hey, you have to stop doing that right now. You have to build a relationship. And I do think there's power in testimony. And so I think it's encouraging for people to hear how God is working in other people's lives, because we're always a work in progress. How do you feel like God is working on you currently right now?
You know, honestly, I think coming to terms with realizing that there is hope always at the same time as hard things, you know, that it doesn't have to be one or the other. I think that's a lesson that God has been teaching me a lot about, is that very often life is about accepting that it's both and, that it's joy and pain, and that it's light and shadow, and that one doesn't necessarily, it's not a sign of weakness necessarily for doubt or difficulty to exist, and that there's light within that path as well.
I find myself, the older I get, not only the more grumpy I get, but also the more I want to choose just an easy life. And something God's been really working on with me is whenever I put myself out and sacrifice myself for other people, it makes me feel alive again. I love the easy option. That's definitely my go-to these days. But the easy option never creates anything. So trying to bring in discomfort, I feel like that's been a move of God over the last year and a bit, is more discomfort, because that's not where I want to be, but it's actually where I feel most alive. And that's whether it's with my family, my neighbors, you know, my community, all those sorts of things. That's something that God's really working on me for.
Holy discomfort, Batman, right?
Yes, holy discomfort, yes. And also making the, it's funny you say holy, because the other word is making the ordinary holy. You know, so often we can just, it's easy to do the ordinary things and just do it. And that's the lazy way out, but actually trying to find, you know, God in it and bring meaning to it.
Yeah. That's so good, you guys. Thank you so much for sharing your heart on there. I actually went out of order because I wanted to do those rapid fire questions first. So Dave is tasking me to get to know artists and their like favorite things. We have some camps in our studio, as in Camp Coffee, Camp Tea. I'd like to know where you guys land.
Oh, Camp Coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've made the move to coffee.
Okay, good. We can hang out then. We're good then. What is your ideal? You can either tell me two things. You can tell me your ideal breakfast or what you like your normal, just the routine is.
I'll skip it. No breakfast, no interest in that.
Black coffee.
Yeah, you with a fork and knife. I have five kids. One of them is a 15-year-old. He just bought his own car, as you can imagine. Ooh. It's a real doozy. He's ready to go. Hopefully, we'll see if it runs. What was your first car, your first vehicle?
Oh, yeah, a 99 Honda Civic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Strong.
It was a Renault 19. Renault is a French car company that I don't think it's ever made it to America.
Day, I'll have to look that up, yeah. I was a 1990 Dodge Dynasty, it looked like an old cop car, so people would pull over whenever I was driving up behind them. It was super convenient, super convenient. We love listening to your music. We love it, this new song that you have out, the Hallelujah Anyway. But what are you guys listening to when you're traveling around? What's on the radio?
Oh, actually, in the Christian world, which is all I can think about right now in this environment, Stephen Stanley is the artist I've been listening to the most.
Listening to a lot of podcasts that my kids make me listen to. One of them is called Greeking Out by National Geographic, and it does all the Greek mythological stories, which is amazing. And also another one about Grimm fairy tales, you know, the Brothers Grimm. Those are great fun. So literally music is not something I listen to in the car.
Yeah.
It's podcasts.
Well, it's actually interesting you bring that up, because that is going to be one of my questions to you, what your favorite podcast is, because I did see on your website there is a podcast, Where Is the Joy in That?
Yeah.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely can. That was a lot of fun, but it is discontinued.
Okay.
Well, you know, unless the listenership goes up so much.
Yeah.
I mean, we were doing well, and then, it's just hard, isn't it? You know, it's a lot of work.
I had to ask you about it, because I like joy. I like laughter. I like, you know, looking at the world through that lens. So I had to ask about it just in case.
Yeah, definitely worth it.
Yeah, I'll really listen in. We'll point it out for sure. You'll see a slight spike. Thank you so much for visiting with me. I really appreciate getting to know you guys better.
so authentic, so nice. If you'd like to check out that podcast, it's Where's the Joy in That? It's on their website, rendcollective.com, and you can just go back and listen to their old episodes. But I get it. It is a lot of work to do the podcasting thing. Make sure you check out their new song, Hallelujah Anyway, off of their new album called Whosoever. Again, you can find that song, you can find their new album at rendcollective.com.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.